Thank you for calling the more. My name is Jasmine. How may I assist?
This is Wendell. I was calling in reference to this, ma'am.
I'm listening.
I was calling in reference to two trucks I have on over there, a mirror.
I'm sorry, sir. What exactly are you requesting for?
I was trying to call on two trucks that I have over there at Mirror Finance. I have two trucks over there. But I have trucks issues. A couple of trucks are in the shop right now. And I'm trying to get a deferment on the two payments that are upcoming for what month is this? July? June. What month is this?
We're in May.
Yeah, for June.
Okay. As you do know that they're closed right now. They don't open up till 9:30, 10 o'clock Central Time. But
okay.
I can send over an email to them once they do open back up. They can contact you about it. And what is it in regards to?
Because I have two trucks, and I have three actually, and two of them are in the shop now. Amir is aware of one, and then the third one I just got back on the road, so it's been tough to say the least. So I think on the two trucks I have one payment left, and that truck will be paid off. And then the other truck I have a few payments left on it, 18, I think, 17 or 18.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to get the payment pushed back for those two for the month of June so I can make it through June. So I could, by that time, I know my trucks will be back on. So it takes 2 weeks through the company that I lease to, which I've been on at almost 10 years now. But I have to. That's the only way I'm going to make it.
Okay, so you just want to push your due date back in June. Can I please have the customer ID number and contract number for your equipment?
I have a contact number. I'm not sure of the customer ID number, ma'am.
Yeah, it should be located in your email. All you have to do is just go to your email, type in the search bar or more. It should pop right up. I can hold while you do that.
Okay. Just hold on 1 second. Let's see.
Okay.
I'm good at this. So you say go to an email.
Mm-hmm.
And then
go to your email.
And just enter Amur.
Yes, in the search bar. AMUR.
Okay. I mean, once I put it in, I don't have. Let me see. No, I don't see nothing coming up when I put the email in, ma'am.
Do you see an email by us, sir? Or from us, I'm sorry?
Oh, I don't see any emails from you guys.
At all? We always send emails. That's weird. Need you type in AMUR?
AMUR.
Mm-hmm.
Equipment Finance.
Yes, that's us.
Grand Island Nebraska. Grand Island, right? Ma'am?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Grand Island?
Grand Island? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's us.
Okay. So once it comes up, then what do I do?
Now, do you see any numbers? Like, it could start with the 1, 3, 9, like 103?
No, man.
You don't see any numbers on the top, bottom, anything? Because it comes
No, it just says, it just advertises you guys, that's all. I don't have.
Oh, it's just an advertisement? No.
Yes, ma'am, I don't have it.
That is weird. What is your first and your last name, sir?
My first name is Wayne, my last name is Bell.
You said Wayne Bell?
Yes, ma'am. My first name is Wayne and last name is Bell.
Okay. Give me one moment, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Ready?
I'm ready. Dad's trying to figure this out here. Take that. Right now, my window, girl.
What's the name on the account? Is it just your name or is it business name?
It's my name.
Okay.
I have a 2012 KW and 2014 Kenworth. Like I said, one of them, the 2012 has one payment left, and the 2014 T680 has, I believe, 17 or 18 payments left.
What's the zip code?
My home address is 77536. I don't know what it's under, 77055. Could be another one. It's been over a year now.
Okay, please verify the address, the full address on the account for me.
My address that I live at now is
617 Francis Street, Deer Park, Texas, 77536. It used to be Whitty Road in Houston, Texas, 77055. Before that, before this one.
Okay, I found your.
And then my third address was on Havelock, which I'm not. That was my third. So Havelock, and then I moved to Whitty Road. Then I moved to a house in Deer Park, Texas, which I don't know if they have the new address. I've been here for a little over a year now. Still use the same bank, First Service Credit Union.
All right, and a good callback number is the one that you're calling me from now, ending in 7844.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. So I did go ahead and send that email off to them, and someone will contact you later on today. Anything else I can assist with?
No, that's it. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You are so welcome, sir, and thank you for calling Amore. You have a great one.
Okay, you too, ma'am.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.